Shearing the Rams by Tom Roberts. This iconic Australian work in oil on canvas measures 183 centimetres wide by 122 centimetres tall and captures a moment in time from a hard day's work at a shearing shed in 1890. The work was painted on Yorta Yorta country at Brocklesby Station near Corowa in New South Wales and reflects the nationalistic sentiment that developed in Australia during the late 19th century. In a spacious shearing shed with a high gabled roof, workers shear rams and collect the wool. In the foreground, at centre, a tall young man with brown hair and a beard is bent double over a horned ram. He wears a long-sleeved button-up shirt with a pattern of faded red and white vertical stripes, tucked into stained beige trousers. His shirt sleeves are rolled up, and one hand grips the rear leg of the squirming ram, while the other works huge manual shears like broad-bladed scissors across the animal's hindquarters. The ram's head is braced against his thigh, and freshly shorn fleece cascades in a thick sheet onto the wooden floor of the shed. To his left, another young man with a full beard drags a ram backward through a gap in the low wall that cuts the space in half, about to start a fresh job. Behind them, a line of men is captured at different stages of this intensely physical task, hauling animals up or kneeling over their bodies, holding them in place with their knees. Young smiling boys in loose shirts and bare feet collect the fleece, gathering it in huge bundles in their arms. An older man squats against the wall at right, inspecting the work and smoking a pipe that sticks out from the bushy white beard that cloaks the bottom half of his face. In the background, a cluster of men stand chatting and taking a break, one drinking deeply from a capacious black billy can. Roberts wanted to create a large-scale heroic image that showed the hard work of regional Australians. To do this, the artist set up his easel in the wool shed at Brocklesby Station and painted the shearers at work. He also paid local children, Susan Bourne and her sister, sixpence apiece to kick up the dust that created the hazy atmosphere in the shed. Convincing details such as the sunlit gold of bottles of oil for the whetstones, a pair of shears propped against a wall, and a tobacco pipe stuck in a man's trousers give the picture a real ring of truth.